Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Hi, this is Peter David, and you are either listening to or about to listen to, or already have listened to, Metal Geeks Podcast.
Post-con geekery is what I'm going to call this one.
Oh,
already come up with a name. So this is Kerry Gordon, and I have with me...
This is Dave.
George Tripsis.
And the voice from the other room is actually in this room right now.
Oh.
Say, hey, voice. There you go. Perfect. So the last three episodes, of course, have been our Comic Palooza coverage, including the interviews that we did, and then the podcast panel, and then our live panel. So it's time to move away from that bubble, man, and talk about the news that we missed while we were gone.
There was a lot of stuff happening. Yeah, a lot of stuff happened. You want to take off with the first cat?
You just want to jump right into it? You want to talk about what we've been doing, what we've been playing or watching? Or let's do that.
Sure.
What have you been doing?
Lately?
Yeah.
Trying to get ahead of work. No.
Trying to get ahead at work? What?
Ahead.
Okay.
Not a head.
All right.
Okay.
I got you now.
Okay.
On the same page.
Now, here we go. I recently saw Tomorrowland.
I saw Tomorrowland as well.
I did not.
Oh.
You saw like 6 minutes of it, though.
Yeah.
We can talk about those
minutes. Yeah, but you saw 6 minutes of it in Tomorrowland.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't see it in Tomorrowland?
I saw it in Future World.
Future World. Because we all live in Future World.
Future World?
See, a minute ago, he's all like, no, I'm Disney.
Yeah.
Come on, guys, me too.
We're okay.
Just because I've never been to Disney World, it's not
right,
my
Mr.
fault.
Smarty Pants, where is Future World located at Disney World? Which park?
Hold on. Epcot?
Yay! Yeah. Actually, it's Epcot.
Epcot?
According to The Simpsons.
Oh.
They have $8
That's
churros.
The experimental future community of tomorrow.
Exactly right. But so what did you, let's, the portion that you saw was like based in the 64 World's Fair, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what did you think?
It looked fun. I've heard the movie's not doing very well.
And
I don't care. I still want to see it.
It's a real good movie. Let me put that out there. It's a good movie. I'm sad to see that it's not doing well.
Did you hear It's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow in the portion that you saw?
I don't recall if I did or not.
They moved that. That's in the final version of the film. They actually start the movie playing that song, which is really cool. Did they go into the It's a Small World?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you probably, yeah, I know exactly.
At what part did you see, did your
basically,
6 minutes end?
It was like, you know, establishing shot, here's the World's Fair, and then it's the kid getting off of the bus or whatever.
Yeah.
With the big-ass jetpack.
Yeah, and going in.
They did a really good job of
meeting house.
Recreating that 64 World's Fair, because that's actually shot at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
They shot all of that?
They shot all that Disneyland.
A good portion of it, yeah, and the ride was... Was from
they
Disneyland.
Were shooting that around the time that D23 was in August of last the year before okay. last because I was there for some of that.
Okay,
yeah,
that's and cool.
That's the real It's a Small World, and they used the Carousel of Progress area in Tomorrowland to actually, you know, shoot all that kind of stuff because I heard rumors that you know that they were there, that George okay. Clooney and all that were there. I'm like, okay.
I was just kind of sad the lack of Walt Disney, the man himself.
Yeah, from the movie. There wasn't a lot of Walt Disney. Okay, there's a scene in the movie where they have all the statue of all the heads of people that created mm-hmm. this futuristic world.
Yeah,
Walt Disney was not there. I was like, what the
I thought
fuck?
That he was supposed to, and like the lore that he was supposed that they were using the 1964 World's Fair.
Yeah, but
as
I kind of feel like some of that got cut out.
I think so. Really? They never mentioned him in the movie or talked
really?
About that.
Yeah,
yeah which
really
was weird.
Disappointing.
Because in the trailer they show
yeah,
him,
the
and then they show the trailer.
Trailer, yeah.
In the trailer,
and they, yeah, they show him showing the Carousel of Progress
right.
and all that.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's not in the movie.
No,
that's disappointing.
That was definitely
a
disappointing.
Little disappointing.
Being me and you actually being big Disney parks nerds, but
not like
being
this.
being Walt Disney nerds too.
Yeah,
oh, I hate you guys.
But okay, there was one. Okay, I'm going to talk about this one shot in the movie, one scene in the movie, where the girl who's trying to find out about the pin goes to Houston to like this collectible shop, right? And the two actors that they chose,
Key and Peele, or
Yeah, Keegan-Michael.
Keegan-Michael Key.
Keegan-Michael Key, right? And yep. then I can't think of the other girl's name, but she's been in a lot of like comedy movies recently.
She was on Mad TV, I believe, at one point in time.
I don't remember that. But they sort of took me out of the movie. I was like...
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were a great setup so for the quote-unquote protagonist of the movie.
Yeah.
Or antagonist.
She would have been a protagonist.
No, antagonist. Protagonist is the good guy, right?
Yeah.
Well, she was sort of a little bit of both, maybe.
They were basically the setup to guide your... this, because the girl is supposed to be like the linchpin to carry you along, like
right.
as the human factor to
right.
experience the story through.
Mm-hmm.
And those two characters are basically the first introduction to the bigger world.
No, no, spoiler thing, but they're robots, right? They actually didn't call them robots.
See,
they called
I wasn't
them audio animatronics.
See, totally spoiled.
So I thought that was
they
cool.
They called them audio animatronics?
They did.
Yes.
That's, okay, yeah. That's
I was
cool.
like, okay, I can deal with that. But that, in that shop, that I expected to find a lot more.
Dude, there was a lot of like cool like hints at stuff.
Yeah. Like, I was like, just looking around, you're like,
are you an Iron Giant fan by any chance?
I saw it very late. I didn't see it when I was younger.
If I'm not mistaken, it's
a good movie, yeah.
Brad Bird's like first big film.
Right.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
not his
and
first
it, and
film.
It is a very good movie.
And when in that shop, there's like a lot of paraphernalia
oh, yeah.
in there. And there's Star Wars.
Disney stuff, yeah.
Like, they really trump you over the head. It's like, hey, Disney owns Star Wars.
Yeah, they did. A lot of Marvel stuff in there, too. No DC, but Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel, DC, I mean, and Star Wars,
And overall, I was a little disappointed with the movie.
Really?
I mean, I know where they were going with it. I just saw the premise felt a little flat. And it could be they had to cut some of it out. Maybe if
possibly.
They, I don't know. I might have to watch it again to really get my full opinion on it.
For me, I had like no expectations. I mean, I expected it to be a fun kids movie, and that's I think I got that and more.
There was really a lot of sections of the movie where I felt like, wow, this is really like one of those old school 80s, you know, romp movies where they're like it had that old school mentality of filmmaking too, which was really cool.
You ever seen Return to Witch Mountain?
Yes. I was thinking about the movie too.
The movie's just like that, but with robots.
Okay. Yeah. No, like some of the old live-action Disney stuff from like the 70s.
It really feels like that. Or you ever seen The Black Hole? Disney's Black Hole?
No. Never saw that either.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great movie. There's a big poster in there, too, of that movie.
Yep.
I think they're remaking that movie, if I'm not mistaken.
I heard they were. I don't know where that's standing right now.
But the problem is this movie's not doing well, and this is basically killing all Disney's confidence in, like,
Live action
science fiction films on top of that.
Yeah.
Like science fiction films and like original ideas. And that's the problem.
That is a problem.
Because of this, they killed Tron 3.
Yeah, Tron 3 is dead. they unplugged the machine
real quick. Huh. It's like, yeah, we're not taking that ride again.
Yeah.
Sorry, Flynn.
Your arcade is closed.
Permanently.
So, do you think that's the big reason why Tron 3 got canned?
Because
it's not doing well?
I really do think so, yeah.
The budget on this movie is like $190 million, and they haven't made that back yet. Though it's a failure in that reason.
Part of my belief, the reason why this movie is failing so poorly, is because it's not really a summer blockbuster film.
No.
Had this come out like Thanksgiving time or like Christmas time, this would have been perfect.
You might have a point there.
It's a really good family fun movie.
See, I was thinking about taking my 8-year-old to it when I went to go see it.
Perfect.
Yeah,
I mean,
it
has a little bit of adult themes into it because of some of the action stuff. But besides that, it's pretty family friendly. And it talks about, you leave the movie theater thinking, wow, if I really pushed myself, I can be creative and be imaginative. That's all this movie really is urging people to be, is be imaginative free thinkers.
So,
yes.
I'm going to get erudite here a little bit. So,
I don't understand that word, but
yeah, I know. It's about to get worse.
Too big of a word for me.
Wait, let me get my dictionary.
So, that was the idea for Tomorrowland. That was the idea for Epcot. To Walt Disney.
Right.
Was that idea that human ingenuity is capable of great things. And
I understood all the other words.
And there was a large movement in science fiction
right
post-World War II that and before World War II as well, but that said the same thing, that so much science fiction around that era was very hopeful in its outlook of here are the things that we'll be able to obtain through application of science and technology and ingenuity and creativity. And it was this very kind of optimistic time. And science fiction very much moved away from that. And everything became dystopian. Mm-hmm. Everything became about kind of environmental issues and these kind of problems.
Well, that's in the movie too.
Yeah.
And I like that stuff. I enjoy the darker, edgier science fiction stuff. But there's a part of me that's like, I really want there to be this...
Some glimmer of hope in the end.
Yes. I really want... because I do believe that. I do believe that these virtues, this scientific approach and human ingenuity, I do believe that there's great things that can come from that. And I wish it was reflected more in our fiction, in the stories that we tell now. But there's so much...
There is a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Yes. And it's stupid and it's cheesy, but it's right, though. And I wish that we had more of that in our storytelling, which is why I've been looking forward to...
No. I think you'll still have a good time at the movie. Don't get me wrong. It's just... Some of the plot points just fall flat.
See, I kind of disagree, because everything you just said, that's the whole movie.
Yeah.
You talked about environmental issues. That itself is a character in the film.
Mm-hmm.
Person kind of losing hope, and everything's about the darker side of science fiction. That's George Clooney's character.
Okay.
All the glimmer and hope, that's the girl's character. Like, all those themes you're talking about, those are real characters in this movie.
Maybe I looked at the movie the wrong way.
I think so, because when I watched it, I thought it was really good. I just felt like, one, they cut out a lot of the movie to make it, one, shorter, and two...
They cut a lot of exposition out to fit more action.
I think they put too much exposition in and not told the story to move it along, because it was kind of like, oh, I got kicked out of Tomorrowland, but I can't tell you why. And when you do find out why, it's kind of like, really?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I agree on that one.
Yeah. So.
And George Clooney wasn't horrible in the movie.
Is George Clooney ever horrible in a movie besides Batman?
I like Batman. You like Bat nipples, dude. Come on. Bat nipples.
But it's a great movie. I really do think kind of the bad rollout on this is because they pushed it for a summer blockbuster. And had they pushed it for a Thanksgiving release, I think it would have done a lot better.
You might have a great point there, because there's a lot of big, Hollywood blockbuster movies, and it doesn't really fit that thing right there, you know?
It doesn't fit the bill, no.
So maybe a Thanksgiving release would have done better.
I think so.
I don't know. Maybe they just didn't have anything Disney owns Marvel.
Everything. They own everything.
They just put out Avengers. Why not wait till later in the year to put this out? Because
Star Wars is coming.
Star Wars comes out in December.
Right, but this would have been perfect right before Star Wars, you know?
Yeah.
Could have got everyone in that science fiction-y feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, you can kind of tell that Disney lost interest in the movie, or kind of lost faith in the movie by their marketing, how they market it towards
It was written by Damon Lindelof, so...
I don't have a problem.
And Brad Bird. No, I don't either, but his stuff can sort of be a little out there sometimes.
Yeah. And I think that's also partly a problem, because it's kind of like, it's these... There's a lot to the story where you have to assume stuff.
The leading up of Tomorrowland, like at D23 a couple of years ago, when they showed, oh, here's like this big box that we found of all this old Disney stuff. And then like when they did that, they opened up a whole section of the show floor that was just devoted to Tomorrowland that wasn't open before. It was a lot of really cool moments like that. And they had this whole... The futurist thing where you could actually go talk to this guy that was there at D23, and he would tell you like these hints of what you needed to do, and you had to go around Disneyland finding hints and clues and stuff, and that's how you got the pin originally.
Okay.
It was like very in-depth, like planning for the movie. Like,
on top of that, there's a prequel book.
There's a prequel book, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it had... that story been... I don't know if it really is mentioned in the movie at all, because
now that I've seen the movie, I'm going to start reading the book. So
I just kind of feel like a lot of stuff got left out of the movie that could have helped the story a little bit better.
Yeah,
But needless to say, it was a very enjoyable movie. I liked it a lot, and I probably will buy it when it comes out.
I probably would, too. So what have you been up to, Dave? After our, what have you been doing, Tomorrowland rant for 8 minutes?
Yeah, I know. Has it only been 8 minutes?
I'm sure it's been longer.
Maybe longer.
Well, after Comicpalooza, I did Dallas Fan Expo, and then I was fucking tired. So I just kind of chilled out for a couple of days.
She went into the con coma, huh?
Yeah, and now I'm trying to get all of my shit back in order and clean up the house, because the house always becomes a wreck right before a big show, and we had two big shows back-to-back, yeah. So it was especially wrecked. So I've been doing that, but playing I finally got the Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls expansion.
Yeah.
I actually got it for Christmas, but I hadn't installed it yet because I wanted to get a copy for my wife so that we could play together. So we got her a copy, and we've started playing that.
That is one of the best games to play with your significant other.
Is it
kind of like a family that slays together, stays together?
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty much.
We played through that whole game on the Xbox One when they re-released it.
Yeah.
We played through that whole game because my wife, the voice from the other room, transferred her 360 character over to the Xbox One, so we just continued there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we play PC. And
PC, are you the PC master race?
No, I'm not really. I play on pretty dated hardware to be PC master race. But we used to play a lot of Diablo 2 together, and Diablo 2 was one of my favorite games ever. I enjoy Diablo 3 quite a bit, but we hadn't played it in a couple of years.
Man, you're making me want to take it off the shelf and play again.
It's
now.
Fun, man. Just all of that, just hours upon hours of hack and slash.
Yeah.
It's great fun.
Something.
You know what I'm still playing? Shadows of Mordor.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
I'm so behind on my video games.
You know what I'm playing right now? I'm playing Witcher 3, which is a lot of fun.
I've heard lots of good about that.
There's one problem. Hopefully they're going to patch. It's, you can definitely tell it's a PC game. The controls on it are smooth. They're great. But menu systems and that kind of stuff, it's definitely taken imported from a PC because they're
like,
really
this is
fucking
for a
small.
Mouse.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's small.
Oh, okay.
All the text is small and just everything on there is like,
you can't change it in the settings?
No. They're going to have to patch that in.
Lame.
But I'm playing on an Xbox One and I traded in like a Call of Duty game or something and I had like some credit already at Best Buy, so I wound up paying like $3 for it. Best $3 on a video game I've ever played. So I'll give it that.
I have heard it's very good.
It is good.
I also started playing the original Fallout.
Yeah.
I've never played any of those.
On the heels of the Fallout 4.
Because isn't the original Fallout like a RTS game?
Kind of. It's if you ever played like Baldur's Gate,
yeah,
those kind of games, it's kind of like that.
Like a
where
modern
it's,
Gauntlet.
Yeah, it's that kind of top, not straight top down, but that kind of
isometric
view. And then once you...
I know that word from video games.
Yes. Once you enter an encounter, time stops, and then it becomes turn-based.
Final Fantasy.
I do not like turn-based games.
It's all right so far.
Like Final Fantasy, right?
Yeah.
No, not like Final Fantasy. It's turn-based, but not like Final Fantasy turn-based.
Okay.
Turn-based strategy game? Or?
It's more like
Final Fantasy Tactics.
You played Fallout 3,
yeah,
in New Vegas and all that. So you know how you have the action points,
right?
And that is
sort of slowed down.
But that's like
everything.
Once you're in combat, it's like, okay, you have this many action points. That includes your walking. That includes everything that you do.
Okay.
And then once you do yours, everybody else does theirs, and then it becomes that kind of.
So, what do you think about the trailer? The trailer for Fallout 4 just came out.
Yeah,
and now there's rumors that it's coming out this year. So, what do you
really?
Think?
I didn't
what
hear
do you,
that.
What
yet.
Do you think about that? The trailer. There's been a lot of time working on those dog animations. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well,
the graphics didn't look all that great to me.
Yeah. I agree on that.
They weren't phenomenal.
No.
But
they don't have to be.
They don't need to be.
Yeah.
They weren't on the previous Fallout.
Yeah, it looks like they're using the same engine.
A little smooth. Everything was like too smooth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And maybe they'll work on that.
Yeah.
And maybe...
It is just an announcement trailer.
Yeah.
Yes. And E3 is next week. So we will be covering E3 in all its glory. as much as we can.
I was like, are we going?
No, we're not going. Oh. Maybe I was thinking about it, dude. I looked at, actually went to the website today and I looked what it takes to become a media, get media credentials there.
Uh-huh.
We qualify.
Okay.
Cool.
With this show and the video show. So.
Okay. So.
E3 next year.
Oh, okay. We're going next year. I was like, are we going next week?
Not next week, but next year. If we could go next week, I would.
Why won't we? What's stopping us?
Work and money. Jobs.
Psh, psh. All that stuff comes and goes.
I feel a cough coming on. but yeah, I mean, I think we'll have JD come on and we'll talk about some, you know, cool stuff about E3.
Our video Hopefully, game analyst.
Our video game correspondent.
Correspondent.
Uh-huh. I like that. But I agree with what you're saying, though. I do feel like I wasn't really wowed by the graphics in the trailer.
I like the trailer.
But I like the trailer.
Yeah, as long as the gameplay is great, all that fucking matters.
And Fallout... The previous incarnation, Fallout 3 and New Vegas and all of the stuff that came with that, it was never phenomenal on the graphics department itself. But that wasn't its strength. And really, I think that's a lot of what Bethesda's ZeniMax does, is they're doing other cutting-edge things rather than pushing graphics.
Yeah.
So that's what I like about the stuff they put out, is they're not usually the best-looking game, though Skyrim was pretty sharp when it came out.
Right. I was never a big Skyrim fan.
I'm a big Elder Scrolls fan, have been for a long time.
Are you going to get the Elder Scrolls Online?
I watched people
online?
Play no, that game the Elder for Scrolls plenty
Online.
Hours.
The Elder Scrolls Online is exactly not an Elder Scrolls game.
Everything you hate about it?
Well, I have a lot of reasons. I'm not going to get into it right now.
You know what game I am looking forward to that comes out soon?
Batman.
No. Well, that too. Oh. Lego Jurassic World.
Yeah, I did see a trailer for that.
I'm like, all right, I'm in.
Yeah.
Lego Dinosaurs? All right, sign me up.
You know what else game I'm looking forward to?
Batman.
Besides Batman, because I've been fucking watching a lot of trailers of Batman.
I reserved mine already.
Really?
Yep.
I've been thinking about it. Unfortunately, I'm kind of regretting saying this early, but I think the trailer and the gameplay convinced me. Mad Max, the video game. Plus, the movie sold me.
Let's talk about the movie.
Sure.
Have you ever seen Mad Max?
I have seen it.
You finally saw it.
Yes, we can talk about a movie that we all seen.
Mad Max, okay.
It's the best movie of the summer.
It's the epitome of a summer fucking movie.
It's the best movie of the summer.
It's Borderlands the movie.
Way better than
the
any
voice
Borderlands.
From the other room. Yeah, it's... Man, okay, so... Avengers was good for what it is. I mean, it wasn't the best.
I think Avengers 2 is a little lackluster, in my opinion.
Okay, let me ask you this. Did you think Avengers 2 was lackluster before you saw Mad Max or after?
Before.
Before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I saw it in theaters. I'm like, oh, that was fun. But I didn't, like, leave
it. It was better the second time. I'll tell you that much.
I didn't leave the theater.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't leave the theater like,
okay,
oh, man, that was
better the second time.
I didn't leave the theater Avengers 2 like saying, oh, that was fucking awesome. Not like Avengers 1. It didn't have that appeal.
No, that's what I think as well. And that's not to say, I guess to say that it's lackluster isn't to say that it's bad. It's to say that it's not the first Avengers movie.
Right.
That's really...
I mean...
It was... What's
it had
the word
its problems
for?
Is what it was.
There was a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a meaty movie, and it was like hard to digest.
See, I don't think that's what it is. I think what it is that they're like, hey, we got a lot of fucking movies coming out, and we need to set up some characters, so let's make a movie just for that purpose. And that's what it felt like when I watched it.
And that's
how else can they handle it, though?
Tell a story. The Ultron story felt flat. The plot line was kind of eh. The Ultron himself was never really scary or diabolical.
Yeah.
And they stole the plot from fucking Superman. Okay. I'm gonna just take a big giant fucking rock and throw it in the earth.
Yeah.
What's Captain America's shield made of?
Adamantium.
No. Vibranium.
Oh, vibranium. In the movie, vibranium, but
what
in
was,
the comics,
Adam is made out of
unobtainium.
What was Hawkeye's shield made from?
Hawkeye doesn't have shield.
Oh, Quicksilver.
Quicksilver doesn't have shield either.
Hawkeye's shield was made out of Quicksilver.
Oh, fuck you. God damn it.
What?
I don't think George got it yet.
I don't.
Wow. It took a long way to get there, but we finally made it. Okay, so as he said, what is Captain America's shield made out of?
Vibranium.
Vibranium.
What is Hawkeye's shield made out of?
Quicksilver.
That's dirty. Y'all are some dirty motherfuckers. I'm here thinking all about the movie. I'm like, what the fuck y'all talking about?
I haven't actually heard that joke before. That's pretty good. When you can out-joke me, that's... All right.
Bowing down.
Bowing down to you,
but
sir.
It's not that I didn't enjoy Avengers 2. I did enjoy it. It just wasn't nothing near what Mad Max was. And Mad Max, I've seen 3 times already.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I've only seen it that one time.
I saw a sneak preview.
Right.
Saw it in theaters, and then I went with a friend.
Cool.
I want to go back and see it a second time.
I do too.
Like, urgently. I had to pee really bad for like the entire second half of that movie, but I didn't want to get up and leave.
Like, can you pause that real quick?
Yeah.
I'm old, remember? Wow.
It was what you want in an action movie, and one of the reasons why is because of how much of that shit they actually did.
Well, have you...
A lot of it's practical effects, yeah.
A lot of it was. Like, all the car stunts are practical. I had to explain to my friend who saw the movie with me. He's like, this is all CGI bullshit. Yes, there is CGI in the films, because there is some stuff they do that you just can't safely do without CGI. Mm-hmm. But the car stunts, they did
really strap Tom Hardy to the front of a car and drive him through the desert.
Yes.
Yeah. And... But it was a wide open desert.
Why wouldn't you, though?
Yeah.
Speaking of, somebody posted something about Tom Hardy the other day with like his horrible MySpace pictures. Like him with like a shirt off. You see those?
I heard
like,
about
what?
That.
No, I have not heard about this
old MySpace account.
Before he was a big actor.
Before he was an actor, yeah.
Did you know he was like crazy into heroin?
No.
Yeah, apparently he was like a really big heroin addict.
He was a Mad Max.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to talk about the making of it. Like, there's a video out there that talks about how this movie was shot so differently than most movies are, the way we're taught to watch a movie. Like, you know, everything, like, to the left and to the right, everything's shot in the middle.
Oh, yeah, well, it breaks center frame.
Yeah, center frame. It breaks the rule of thirds completely in this movie.
Well, it's not breaking rules, it's just a different rule of thought, because they did the same thing in the 70s for action films,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it hasn't been done in a long time.
It's true.
It's cool, though. And I didn't realize it when I watched the movie, but, like, it really...
I didn't notice it till the second time.
They talked about
eye
fatigue, right? How you're looking to the left and the right a lot.
Yeah.
This is like all the action was like right in the middle of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, it makes
sense.
Well,
it was cool because they, on another standpoint from the technical one, though, from the storytelling standpoint, you know, this is an action movie. We're not expecting the most in-depth plot, but there was a good story in there, but they got right to the good stuff. Didn't waste time on exposition. They're like, you'll figure this shit out as we go.
And there was no exposition needed.
No. But you got just
bad
little...
guy, good guy, bad guys chasing good guy.
Yeah.
Good guys chasing bad guy.
And
done.
Also, Mad Max was the unrelenting hero, and they pulled that off really well.
I think what's her name? I can't think of her name right now.
Charlize
Theron was the Furiosa. Better hero.
Furiosa is the hero in the movie.
She was a better hero than Mad Max.
According to like Insider News or whatever, like her and Tom Hardy and the director could not get along for shit.
Now, I heard the thing, maybe the different article, but Tom Hardy was fighting with George Miller a lot.
Yeah,
he didn't trust
the entire time.
He didn't trust what was going on.
No.
And then he saw the movie, he's like, all right, I'm sorry.
I totally apologize. He apologized to him at Cannes Festival, actually, in public.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
During an interview, like, press junket after the movie was screened.
So, speaking of bad directors,
uh-oh,
that's not George Miller, let's talk about Uwe Boll.
Uwe Boll could never make Happy Feet. Let's just put that out there.
That's so weird still that George Miller, after the Mad Max movie, he's like, I want to make a kid movie for my kid. Let's do...
He had 2-3 kids, so he wanted to make...
in the City.
Yeah, he wanted to make a movie for his children.
There you go, Mad Max.
Rodriguez did the exact same thing.
Spy Kids, yeah.
Yeah. And he made a fuckload of money off of it.
He did.
So...
Enough money to make his own TV station.
Yeah, TV network. He's going to be like the Mexican Oprah.
Okay. I never heard that, but yeah.
All right.
What, am I wrong?
I wouldn't have put it that way, I suppose.
Oh, okay. So. Sorry.
Isn't Oprah the Mexican Oprah?
No, Oprah is the black Oprah.
Okay.
So Uwe Boll, rage quit on everyone.
Uwe Boll.
So this was like his third Kickstarter that he was trying to do for
third. What was his first and second?
Some other movies. This is what. So what, Rampage something.
Rampage three.
Or no, all right, whatever.
Have you ever seen Rampage one?
Fuck no.
Yeah, as this story came out, I was actually talking with my family about it over dinner before I came over here, and they were like, "Who?" I was like, Uwe Boll, the horrible director. Well, what's he done? I'm like,
Name of the King.
Yeah, Name of the King.
I never saw that one.
And I'm like, so I pull up his IMDb and I'm like, I've never actually watched one of his movies before.
I've seen House of the Dead.
I've seen pieces of them, and that's enough.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's all you need.
I don't think I've ever seen a movie all the way through.
I did see Blood Rain, the first Blood Rain movie.
I didn't.
Yeah.
They made four of those movies.
Did they really?
Yes.
Fuck, what's that guy doing?
Believe it or not, people buy his movies.
Apparently, the only reason he makes movies is tax write-offs in Germany. Pretty much.
Hey, you say that to his face, he'll fight you in a boxing ring over it.
He had pictures of the boxing ring behind him
while he's crying over this.
Okay, so his Kickstarter failed. And
miserably.
He basically came out and he's like, well, here's what I want to say to you people. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you for not funding my movie.
Pretty much.
Like, well, that's a really good way to ingratiate yourself to the people whose support that you need.
Yeah.
You
know, did I say fuck you before? I mean, I love you.
But he
made fun of the Avengers.
Then he acts all, like, highbrow.
Yeah.
Like, he actually said the phrase in his discussion about funding Rampage 3, this movie's really important. Shut the fuck up.
Didn't he also say...
Well, no, it's not.
He also said, I have enough money just to play golf for the rest of my life. I don't have to make these movies.
Yeah.
Did you know he made a...
So he's doing us a favor, apparently.
Yeah.
He made a movie called Auschwitz. Did you know that?
No.
I saw that when I was looking at the IMDb. I saw that one.
That was... It actually got kind of decent reviews.
Is it the meaning of pain? Is it the way I want you to die?
Yes.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
I have no idea. Is it a song?
Immense Decay. The showers that will cleanse you. I thought it was cleanse you of your life.
I think you're right.
Is this a song, guys?
It is.
It is.
Okay.
Can you name the band? Hurry! Name the band!
If you get it wrong, we're going to carve it into your arm.
That's right.
Get it wrong?
Yeah.
I just said the band name.
Vader?
No.
No.
Yeah, I heard Vader.
Slayer.
Slayer.
You know what Vader means in Polish, though?
No.
There's a band called Vader, and, you know, Darth Vader.
Like Darth Vader?
It's Polish for evil.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that in a documentary for Star Wars before.
Yeah.
Anyway, going on about Uwe Boll, yeah, he was a big crybaby because no one funded his movie.
Well, you know what? Fuck you, Uwe Boll.
Yeah.
Uwe Boll.
Uwe Boll. Uwe Boll.
Yeah.
However the fuck you say you...
And then right after we watched that little thing, we watched the worst moment from the House of the Dead movie.
Worst moments or best moments?
Pretty...
It's the same thing.
I like to say best moments.
Look at this character we have. Let's show a clip from the game so you know that we mean this character.
So you know this is a video game.
That's right.
Blood Rain's a video game movie, too.
It is. I used to like the Blood Rain games. They were cool.
I don't think I've ever played one.
I played the first one.
Yeah. I think that's just like... His like niche is find really games and make shitty movies out of it.
He does because he can get those cheap game rights and he makes crappy movies and makes money.
I think Capcom's gonna catch on eventually.
They did it themselves. They made Resident Evil games too.
Did they really?
Movies? Well,
I thought they made their own.
They did. Well, it wasn't Capcom, but
yeah,
they made their own.
I enjoy the first Resident Evil movie.
CGI movies though.
Did they really?
Yeah,
I don't think I've
they
ever
did
seen
a couple
them.
CGI Resident Evil movies.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't...
Totally forgot about that.
Yeah, they're pretty forgettable, so...
Yeah.
Goes to show you.
So we've already talked about Tron 3.
We can talk about it again.
No, it's gone. Huh. It's done.
Yeah, literally. I signed a petition for it. Did you guys sign the petition for it?
I did not.
I'm
part of the problem. I'm sorry.
Oh. It's actually kind of growing some steam.
So I need your opinion on this. They, you know, Hollywood does not have any new ideas for... anything anymore, so they want to remake everything.
Sure. I don't think it's so much that they don't have them.
I don't think that,
it's just easier to do remake
shit. It's cheaper and easier.
So
and
what do you think about this rumor, or maybe not a rumor, of Big Trouble in Little China with The Rock?
Why?
Okay, The Rock did, to his credit, came out recently and said if John Carpenter is not involved, he's not going to do it.
Is John Carpenter involved?
Not yet.
If it's a sequel, maybe.
What if it's a prequel?
I just don't see him playing Jack Burton.
No, he can't be Jack Burton.
He's too athletic to play Jack Burton.
He's too big.
Anybody? Nobody? Okay. Porkchop Express. I like that movie. It's one of my favorites.
Never seen it.
You've never seen Big Trouble in Little China?
Oh, yeah. Big Trouble. That's how you... No.
No?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
I have.
All right. Good. At
just
least
trying to,
once.
Just trying to get you.
At least once.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, what's your... would you go see it?
No, probably not. If it's a remake, probably not. Sequel, maybe.
We were just talking about Robert Rodriguez, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
So have you heard this rumor?
I have a feeling I do.
The Johnny Quest movie he's doing?
God, it's so bad.
Why?
I don't care.
One, he's going to do Spy Kids again, just with different characters.
You know my favorite Johnny Quest episodes? We're called Venture Brothers.
I actually was a big Johnny Quest fan when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I never watched Johnny Quest, so I have no feelings on this whatsoever.
It came on right after Flintstones and right before Scooby-Doo on
Cartoon
Network.
So you were forced to watch it?
No, I just enjoyed it.
Okay.
And I even watched the CGI version of it when it came out in like the mid-90s.
Didn't even know they had that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I actually enjoy it. It's a good story. Overprivileged white kid with a super adventure dad and a slave friend.
Sounds like a good story.
Sounds like Venture Brothers a little story. Bit. So here's a let's talk about some Marvel movies right now.
Already?
Already.
Okay.
So the director of Doctor Strange is teasing that Lady Death might be coming to the Marvel.
Are they
cinematic
announced
universe.
Who the Doctor Strange director is?
Scott Derrickson is his name.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. But he tweeted this.
Tweeted your face.
Lady Death is going to be showing up in Doctor Strange.
Lady Death from Wolverine Lady Death? Like finger...
Yeah, like Deadpool. The female that Deadpool's and Thanos is in love with, and
she's
in love with Deadpool.
Okay, I'm thinking.
I don't think Lady Death, the other comic, it was like from another series.
Yeah, I'm thinking of a different series. Sorry. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah. So does that mean they're gonna tie her to the whole Infinity War thing?
They have to somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know. And what about Hellboy 3? Would you be on board for that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, and a bajillion times
because
yes.
Because Ron Perlman seems so stoked about it.
Yes.
And
Ron Perlman is the one who's sort of like spearheading this whole
movement.
Maybe
he's realized, like, fuck, I'm not going to get any younger.
Well, and he's right. And so they need to fucking on it.
I listened to an interview with him on The Nerdist about 3 or 4 months ago, and he sort of touched upon it. He's like, well, what about Hellboy? He's like, I would love to return to that series. That's probably what sparked him to go, you know what? I am not getting younger. I need to do that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So would you be okay without Del Toro?
No.
No.
I don't think.
What about maybe not directing? Maybe if he produced it,
maybe
if he can maintain the visual style.
Yeah,
yes,
because that's super important.
Maybe it'll come out after the Haunted Mansion.
Well,
no, Haunted Mansion isn't happening.
We're just
going
to add it
soon.
To the list of things that Del Toro's never going to.
I mean, well, because Del Toro's already slated for a bajillion things
that aren't going to happen.
Well, yeah. Pacific Rim 2 and 3 is already in the works.
It's too much.
So that then tells me that he does not have time to do Hellboy 3. Especially with the concern being Ron Perlman's not getting any younger.
However,
so if he can get on though in a producer kind of a role and like I said can maintain the look of the movie, I don't know who else I would want to direct, but I think that it could be done.
What about the guy who did the that orphan movie, orphan horror movie that Del Toro was a producer for, but he didn't direct.
I don't know who that is.
I can't remember his name right now.
I know the movie. I think I know the movie you're talking about.
I think it was called The Orphanage or something.
Yeah. I never saw it, but I know he produced it.
Yeah. But anyway, I'd be totally down. I just don't understand why won't they just do a Kickstarter? Because that's what Guillermo Del Toro has been complaining about this whole entire time is that he can't raise the funds to make the movie.
I'd put money into it.
I'd put a lot of money into it. That's the problem.
Yeah, that probably is a problem.
But, I mean, fuck. I mean, if they really made an Indiegogo or a Kickstarter for a feature length
Hellboy
fucking
3.
Hellboy 3, I just want to see it done. Yes. I just want to see it finished.
Listen, I'm about to do a segue that's going to blow your mind.
Blow my mind.
Another red character from the comic books might be making his big movie debut soon. The Red Hulk.
Oh, no.
There's rumors that he's showing up in Civil War.
How's that going to work?
Do you know who Red Hulk is in the comics?
No.
Do you?
I never
not
read Hulk
really.
Comics.
I'm not
a huge Hulk guy, Hulk. Whatever, but the Red Hulk, and sorry for the spoils for anybody, but Red Hulk in the comic books is not Bruce Banner. It's General Ross.
Oh.
Okay.
So, makes sense that he's already been announced to be in the movie.
Yeah, he's been announced, so that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. So he goes through the same process.
So, is
going to
be like a Red Hulk versus Green Hulk thing?
I hope so.
They're going to make Christmas colors all over the town?
That's right. red and green make a bunch of more red.
Does that mean we're ever going to see a Planet Hulk then?
Well, where is Hulk right now?
Yeah, there was some... That question was raised at the end of Avengers 2. Because
I mean, he's not in a spaceship. He's not in a spaceship. He's in a jet.
Yeah.
So I've heard a couple of theories. One, this could lead to eventually Planet Hulk. Or this could lead to the mysterious island where Hulk finds himself. And there's like dinosaurs and shit like that on this.
Savage Land?
Savage Land, thank you.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's
what. But that's sort of more owned by the X-Men, I think. It's like an X-Men type of deal. I'm looking at you like you knew.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dave's like, oh, I don't know.
I don't fucking read that shit.
I don't know. I mean, that could be... I mean, there's a lot of stuff we don't know about that movie yet. Red Hulk versus Green Hulk would be pretty cool.
It would be cool. I mean, why else would they bring Red Hulk in?
So what are your guys' opinions on all the live-action Disney movies they're doing now based on their old...
I don't,
you know, cartoons.
I don't understand it.
Did you hear the newest one?
I did, and I had heard the headline, but I hadn't read anything about it. I'm actually reading it right now.
Which one?
This and
the Night of the Mountain.
I'm really not okay with this.
Why?
I'm a huge fan of the character Trimbaugh.
Oh, sure,
he's awesome.
Absolutely. This is for all intents and purposes the first heavy metal music video ever.
Yeah,
was the final sequence of Fantasia.
The guy from Fantasia.
Yeah. And I love, also a big fan of Chernabog. As metalheads who are also Disney freaks, I think it's just in the blood.
It really is.
Do you like
Disney and you like metal? You like Chernabog.
You like Chernabog. And
I don't think I've ever seen that part.
Never seen Fantasia?
I've seen parts of Fantasia.
Okay, you will see this before we go, and you will understand what I mean by this is the first heavy metal music video.
I think the parts I've seen... something with a hippo at some point in time in Fantasia.
Yeah.
Probably some mushrooms dancing.
Yeah. And some flowers dancing around. And then I saw the Mickey Mouse segment.
Yeah.
And I think that was the end of it.
Okay. Then you need to see this part because it is awesome.
So,
and you will look at it and go, Disney did this?
I still look at Fantasia. I'm like, what the fuck was Disney thinking when they made this? But
a lot of things, but I'm not going to get into it right now.
So looking at this
mostly
list here,
drugs.
There's a lot of live-action movies coming out on Disney slate, which is weird. Okay, so first... you know, we had the Maleficent remake, which sort of spearheaded this whole thing.
I didn't care to say.
I like Maleficent.
I feel like this has been going on already, and they're just kicking it up now.
I think Alice in Wonderland was kind of the beginning.
Yeah, Alice in Wonderland.
Which wasn't good.
No.
I hated it.
I hated it, too.
They're making a sequel to that, too.
And I am a huge Alice in Wonderland fan.
I'm a huge Tim Burton fan.
Yes. And for years, being a fan of Alice in Wonderland and being a fan of Tim Burton, I went, why... has no one gotten Tim Burton together with Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah.
Because that's the match made in heaven. That's perfect.
That's and probably what they thought
fucking
too.
Terrible. It was awful.
I think the main problem was that he had the means to do it with all the CGI. I think that was the biggest problem.
I don't know what the story didn't make any sense to me. Like I didn't understand why anything that happened, which is kind of a thing in Alice in Wonderland, but.
You got to make a cohesive a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, if you think back to the original cartoon of Alice in Wonderland, you actually followed her storyline a little bit. Here, it's kind of like she's been there before, she's coming back, she had amnesia.
It's like they kind of like they tried to tap into the Alice, the American McGee's Alice yes. game mm-hmm. a little bit, which was cool.
Yeah.
I liked that game a lot. And I don't. It
American
was
McGee,
not,
another weird dude.
Yeah, it was not good.
So, what other live action Disney slates were you talking about, Carrie?
So, of course, there's Maleficent, Cinderella, which I did
apparently
not see.
Did very well.
It. Did you
it was,
like Cinderella?
It was okay.
I hear it did very well in theaters.
So, the next one's coming out April 15th of 2016. We have Jon Favreau's The Jungle Book, which is sort of a mixture of live action and CGI, I guess.
I'm curious about these.
Hold on one second. Y'all know they already did this, right?
Yes. I remember The Jungle Book from the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
I enjoyed the fuck out of
that. I remember Jungle to Jungle with Tim Allen.
Womp, womp, womp.
That's
okay.
Not the same?
So, I don't remember the guy's name. I just remember he played Bruce Lee in a movie once.
Wasn't he also in... Brotherhood of the Wolf, was that that same guy?
No, it's not the same, guy. Brotherhood of the Wolf is also one of my favorite movies.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
It's fucking awesome. Director's cut's even better. However, the 90s version of Jungle Book didn't get well received.
I
fucking loved it.
It was pretty good.
It was very good.
I don't even remember.
Closer to the book than the cartoon ever was.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so besides that, we also have in 2017 a Beauty and the Beast live action movie.
Yeah, I heard about that.
But didn't they
do that already too?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they did with the fucking chick from that damn Disney movie.
That damn she one?
Dated that kid from Neighbors. What the hell's his name? Zac Efron?
This wasn't a Disney movie, though, that you're referring to.
Oh, it's not?
No.
I know they made a Beauty and the Beast live action movie.
They did make a Beauty
and
the
Beast.
And
it was like a pretty guy who had like a scar on his face.
Yeah, that wasn't them. So
okay.
These are actual the Disney cartoons being remade into a live action.
Yeah, and I don't understand why. Like some of them I'm kind of like, okay, I might see that. Some of them I'm a little interested in. Other ones like Chernabog, I don't know how the fuck you're going to turn that into a feature movie. It doesn't make any sense. And I don't understand why they're doing it.
Money.
I just don't understand.
They ran out of ideas.
What about doing... this one is weird, speaking of Tim Burton. Tim Burton's Dumbo. What the fuck is that going to be like?
So is the elephant really going to like fly around and shit?
Okay, you know that one scene in Dumbo where he's like having that weird trip and like the pink elephants on parade shit?
Yeah.
All right. No sober person can go see this movie.
What about all the racist comments of the crows and shit?
Yeah, I think probably have to get rid of that part.
Or,
whether one of them
are they going to have a talking mouse?
Was it like Jim Crow or something? One of the names?
Yes. It was the crows, and one of them was named Jim.
And they're poking fun at history.
Mm-hmm.
So besides Dumbo, there's going to be a live-action Mulan.
What?
Live-action Winnie the Pooh.
I heard about that. See, if it's done right, that could be done very well.
No.
You know what? They nailed...
Oh, the pink elephant was Winnie the Pooh, wasn't it?
No.
It was
Dumbo.
Winnie the Pooh had a weird...
Heffalumps.
Heffalumps, there you go.
Was from Winnie the Pooh.
Heffalumps.
And they kind of rebooted Winnie the Pooh a couple years ago, and they nailed it. It was...
Oh, the animated movie.
It was just
I have that movie at home.
It was the same kind of whimsy as the older Winnie the Pooh stuff. You know, nothing was too heavy. It was lighthearted. And
oh, yeah, it was very G.
It was perfect, though. I thought it was just right for what it needed to be.
The Jungle Book came out. It was made by Disney, 1994.
Yeah.
Jason Scott Lee.
Yes.
Carrie Elwes and Lena Headey.
It was a great
Thursday
movie.
Thursday herself.
I used to have it on VHS. I remember the jewel casing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That giant Disney...
That foam giant casing.
The big clamshell.
Yes.
I still have some of those. You know that, right? I do.
Those are some of the best.
There's also a sequel to Alice in Wonderland called Alice Through the Looking Glass, who's actually directed by the Muppets director, James Bobin.
Okay.
Not Tim Burton, so...
Maybe better.
Maybe.
I'm sorry, I think Tim Burton should have quit a while.
Whoa, Stephen Summers is actually the guy who directed the Jungle Book movie. He did all the Mummy and Scorpion King and all that kind of stuff.
I like the first Mummy.
Yeah, I love the first Mummy. Because it was that campy, kitschy...
It had that campy Tomb Raider feel to it.
It was Army of Darkness. It was done with different characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed the Mummy. like that.
Not the third one so much. Second one was okay.
I enjoyed the second one. I don't remember if I ever even saw the third one. That was the one about the Scorpion King, right?
I thought the second one was the Scorpion King.
He's introduced there, but I thought...
Where they have the really shitty CGI rock at the end?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the, man, speaking of shitty CGI, man, I was sick last week after the con, so I was at home watching TV, and lord and behold, what came on my Amazon Prime queue list? Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
Ugh.
I could have sworn I loved that movie as a kid. Watching it, I have no idea why.
I never liked Power Rangers.
God, that movie's so god-awfully bad. It's not even funny. And then at the end, there's this, like, this really shitty, like, CGI battle between the you know, how they morph into the big giant robot. And then the...
Spoiler alert.
Whatever. it happens at every episode.
It's that thing they do, man.
Okay.
Hence the title of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. The
Voltron, right? They were like Voltron.
Pretty much Voltron, yeah. Live action Voltron.
Yeah.
But anyway, the CGI was so crappy, and the thing came out in 94.
Never seen it.
Man, we've come good. Miles, leaps, and bounds since then.
Want to talk about TV stuff now?
There's actually one Disney live-action movie that I'm kind of excited to see that hasn't been mentioned yet.
What's that?
It's the Little Mermaid.
I haven't heard about that one.
I hadn't heard of that either.
Yeah.
Are you making that one up now?
No, I'm not.
He's just calling it now. He's like, breaking news, everyone.
Breaking news. Disney's doing the Little Mermaid, too.
I'm going to pronounce this Little Mermaid.
No, Little Mermaid is being made, but I don't know if it's being made by Disney.
I don't think it is.
But it is being made. Sofia Coppola was officially attached, but she left for creative differences.
Oh.
So it's still being made, but it's kind of being made in vain closer to the book. Okay. Apparently, which the book was much darker. I never read the book. So
yeah, she dies at the end.
Spoiler.
Spoiler. So she's not happy and has like weird fish sex with the dude?
No, it doesn't end well. So
I'm not making any comments about weird fish sex. That can go so many bad places.
With all the discussion of reboots and reinterpreting properties and everything like that, there's one more on our list. I want to ask... League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, what do you think?
Must happen. Doesn't need to be a movie. Needs to be a Showtime or HBO TV show.
Or Netflix, even.
Or Netflix. However, I kind of feel Penny Dreadful kind of stole the thunder for that already.
Yeah.
I've heard others say that as well.
Yeah. I would agree. That's true, because like Penny Dreadful is...
Is the exact same fucking premise, except a horror theme.
It's a horror theme, yeah. That's cool.
Although, I do love the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, at least the first two books... And I would love to see that come to life. If not the second book, because the second book's a little hokey.
As long as they get Alan Moore involved, I'm on board.
Oh, yeah, because that will never happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if they could somehow get that, just book one right, I would be happy. Because that was one of my favorite books. Because I was introduced to that right after I read The Watchmen.
Okay.
And
see, I've never read it.
Okay. You might enjoy it more than me.
I have it, I believe, if you want to borrow it.
It seems like my kind of thing.
Oh, totally.
And I don't hate the movie.
If you read the book, you will.
I'm sure I will.
You're just going to like grab that DVD and break it in half is what you're going to do.
But yeah, it's always seemed like my kind of a thing. And Alan Moore, obviously, I'm a big fan of him as well. Yeah, great comic writer. So yeah,
little strange dude though.
I love watching Alan Moore on YouTube. It's like one of my favorite things. He's so, because okay, so a lot of the shit that he talks about, I know what he's talking about, right? Because I read those books. I have a lot of those books. Okay, so when he goes off on his weird I'm a magician diatribes, I love that shit.
Because of how fucking crazy he is.
Yeah, but also because I understand what he's talking about. And I'm like, God, you're so weird and such a good writer.
You're so weird and it's awesome.
Yeah, I love it.
I like seeing you melt down in front of me. It's great.
Did you finish Daredevil on Netflix?
No.
Did you?
Yes.
How far did you get in Daredevil?
I still have not watched more. I've seen the first episode. That's all I've seen.
Womp womp.
So let's talk about it.
Sure.
What were your final opinions? Well, we don't have to spoil anything. What are your final opinions on the show?
Amazing. probably some of the best superhero television out today.
Agreed.
Next to The Flash.
I was on, okay, I love the series. The last episode.
What's wrong with the last episode?
Fell flat to me. It was very,
really?
Yeah.
I think it just fell flat for you because you knew it was ending.
No, it wasn't that. It was just very contrived. It was like, I don't know. It's like they had to do that and they did it. And I'm like, well, they couldn't have done something different. I don't know.
It
was
how else could it end?
Okay, they fought. He got the new costume and then Kingpin went to jail. I'm like,
yeah. And they set up the stuff for season two.
I know, but I don't know.
How else did you expect it at the end?
I didn't, maybe not expect it to end differently.
Did you want Kingpin not get arrested? Is that what it was?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
But speaking of season
Spoiler
two.
Spoiler alert, Kingpin gets arrested.
Kingpin goes to jail. God. Don't need to watch it anymore.
No. There's plenty of stuff to watch in between, trust me.
And they were still a little heavy-handed on some of the plot points with, you know, I don't want to give anything away, but especially with Kingpin's backstory and that kind of thing.
Well, in the comics, I don't think I wasn't a huge avid like reader of the Kingpin because I don't think other than Spider-Man, I don't think he really pops up that much. And especially,
well,
I don't remember him popping up that much in Daredevil.
Oh yeah.
But
just look at the wall.
Yeah. I don't think he was ever really fleshed out as a real character in those comic books. I think he was just kind of fleshed out as the ominous bad guy in the background. And I think in the show, they kind of gave him like a true voice and purpose to why he is the way he is.
And Vincent D'Onofrio is such an amazing actor, man.
Yeah.
I just think back to Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
The scariest fucking guy ever.
Think back
movie.
To Men in Black.
Oh, yeah. He played the cockroach.
He played the cockroach guy.
Yeah.
Was Edgar?
It? Edgar.
Yeah. I actually like Men in Black
I do
a
too.
Lot.
Oh, yeah.
Best in the series.
Better than the last one they came out with. That last one was horrible.
I don't know. Two's pretty bad.
Maybe the one with 21 Jump Street is going to be okay. If that ever happens.
If it ever does happen, I'm going to be there to watch it.
So what do you think about the rumors of Jason Statham is Bullseye?
Not happening. Yeah. After all that came out, apparently he said, yep, nope, I'm not doing that.
Really? Why?
I don't know. I
think he would actually be pretty awesome.
Way to
he
fucking
would.
Spoil it, man.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I saw that story, Jason Statham is Bullseye, and the next day I saw Jason Statham pulls out. That was, yeah.
But what about him being Bullseye still? I don't care about his contraceptive choices. Giggity.
I mean, I don't know, maybe because Spy is doing so well in theaters that Spy 2 is going to come out.
Oh, Spy.
Apparently, it's really funny.
Meh.
It made like $40 million
in
its first day, so for a first weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch it on Netflix.
Yeah.
That's same here. Maybe, I don't know. I
Breaking news.
Why.
We just got it from our news desk.
What?
Warwick Davis, I heard this rumor today, so let's talk about Star Wars now.
Okay.
Warwick Davis might play Wicket in The Force Awakens.
What? How could you tell?
Good point. So
the rumor that I heard
in Force Awakens, I'm trying not to, you know, spoil it too much for me, but apparently somebody has to go back to find Darth Vader's helmet after they burned him. That's what somebody goes back and do. I don't know who does it.
That's kind of implied in the trailer.
Yeah. And that's how Wicket, I guess, would get involved.
Okay.
So.
Because they burned him on.
Because didn't Warwick Davis.
Endor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did Warren Davis, wasn't he? He made a campaign to be in the movie or something, or I can't remember.
I think that was just part of a show that he.
Maybe it was
a
show,
yeah. I think it was a joke in the show.
Yeah, maybe it was just in that show. That show was actually pretty damn funny.
It
was
is.
Ricky Gervais?
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, name. Idiot Abroad?
No.
That was another one because he did part of it in Idiot Abroad.
There was a special, it was Little, I can't remember what it's called now.
It's like 10 episodes.
Okay.
And it's where it just takes place with him in his office answering phone calls all
trying
the time.
To get a job.
Trying to get a job.
It's
as a
very self-referential.
I would watch that.
I know. It's really funny.
I'm going to look up the name of the show right now.
Anyway, you were saying something,
you know,
before.
Speaking of reboots.
Warwick Davis came in.
Willow.
What? They're going to reboot that?
They need to.
Oh. Really? If Val Kilmer comes back, then
no,
yeah.
No, he's done.
Val Kilmer needs to come back as the way he looks now. Big and fat and trying to swing a sword around. Ugh.
Matt Mardigan, what happened to you? It's sad I remember all the character names.
Dude, I just watched that movie again recently. Yeah. I love that
movie. I have
it
on Blu-ray,
yeah. Really good.
That was
Ron Howard's biggest break.
That was a good movie. Yeah.
So what were you going to say, Dave? I'm sorry.
I don't even remember anything.
Yeah. We've segued so far.
We've gone too far.
I don't know what I was going to say.
I'm gone too far, you fucker. So what do you think about the next rumor for the second standalone Star Wars movie? It's supposed to be the history of Han Solo and Boba Fett.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about this.
And there's a rumor that there's two directors that are up for the directing gig right now.
Uh-huh.
One is Jon Favreau, and the other one is Matthew Vaughn.
All right, I'm down for Matthew Vaughn.
And not for Favreau?
No.
Why not?
For that kind of story, one, have you ever seen Layer Cake?
No, I have not.
All right, so Matthew Vaughn did Layer Cake, which is pretty much where Daniel Craig, he's like a bad guy, but he's like a cool bad guy. So in this point of the story, if we do meet Han Solo, he's still in his, well, I'm too cool of a bad guy phase. Well...
Speaking of Star Wars, have you been reading the comic book?
Yes and no.
I heard about the bomb they dropped.
Holy crap, dude. I think issue number 6 of the Star Wars comic book is one of the best comic books I've read in a long time. Okay, there's an epic fight between Luke Skywalker and Boba Fett. And it's
okay, I'm at the part where Boba Fett just got introduced.
Okay, you're at issue 5 then. They introduced him at the end of that one or something.
Okay.
And he's a dick to Darth Vader in that episode or the issue.
Isn't he always a dick, though?
It's just so funny to see. But
is it bad every time I think of Boba
I guess
Fett,
we're
going to
spoil it a little
swim.
Bit.
Robot Chicken, sorry.
Exactly. Han Solo and Princess Leia were hiding on a planet, and somebody else shows up, and it turns out to be... that. As far as we know, that Han Solo is still married to a chick.
Mm-hmm.
This is
Han Solo had been married previously, yeah. or still is.
So they're pulling a Firefly prank,
maybe. But the thing about this comic series, it's all canon.
Yeah, so this is all going to play in story later.
It's all going to be playing into the movies. It's going to play. It's canon. It's not.
Well, I'm pretty sure it will get solved before we get to the movie. Yeah. Because this series takes place between A New Hope and Empire Strikes.
Yeah, they're looking in the series. They're actually looking for a base to locate at. Which, you know, we all know what happened there. Explosion? What? Boba Fett movie, come on.
Yeah, haven't they been talking about a Boba Fett movie?
I could. Who can you see as a young Han Solo?
A young Han Solo? How young are we talking?
I don't know. It's the history of Han Solo versus Boba Fett. So
would this be like...
probably maybe 30s?
Like teenagers?
No, I don't think they're going to go that young.
Okay.
Maybe 20, 30, something like that.
Bradley Cooper all the way.
Let's see. Han Solo...
Harrison Ford was
like 35?
He was in his 30s when he made Star Wars. So.
Yeah. And so we would have to have a Han Solo that is...
maybe younger.
30 or younger, yeah. I would think.
I'd say Bradley Cooper.
No, he's too old.
No, he's not.
No.
What? You're kidding me. Look at the last Hangover 3 movie. He does not look that old.
He's at least in his early 40s by now.
Okay, physically maybe, but he doesn't look like he's in his older 40s.
I don't know who I would want to see as a...
definitely not Chris Pratt.
No, not Chris Pratt.
Life's Too Short is the name of Warwick Davis's show.
Okay. Okay.
Going back
it's on YouTube, by the way.
Yeah. It's a British sitcom mockumentary type of show. It's really funny. I guess HBO showed it. Well, it was originally BBC, but HBO picked it up at one point.
Oh.
But going back to the Han Solo dilemma, who would you want?
I told you, Bradley Cooper. I think he's the best choice.
What about you?
I really don't know. I can't think of anybody. I can almost see when talking about Chris Pratt as Indiana Jones, I can almost get behind that.
What?
As long
I can too.
I can't.
I can totally get behind that. I would. Yeah.
As long as he can stop the goofy long
enough. He can't.
Enough, And maybe you're right, and I am aware of that danger, and because you're possibly right.
Well, we haven't seen Jurassic Park yet either, or Jurassic World.
Yeah, you've seen a lot of the trailers, right?
Yes.
He's serious for like all of 15 seconds at every scene, and then there's a witty line or a goofy face.
Right.
But I don't want to see him as Han Solo. Definitely. Like, no.
Just because he was Star-Lord doesn't mean he can play Han Solo.
No, I don't think so. But I don't know who I would pick instead.
I think Bradley Cooper's the best choice. One, he's already on Marvel's payroll, so it can't be that hard to get.
Is he too big of a name right now, though?
That would also be another reason to get him, because he is a star appeal.
But Star Wars has always kind of tried to get away from that.
Okay.
That's not very Star Wars, is what I'm saying.
What about, I was going to say Liam Hemsworth, Chris Hemsworth's brother, Liam Hemsworth. He's young enough.
Yeah, he is.
He can play the cool factor.
I don't know him well enough, though.
Me neither. I don't know about his acting chops. Yeah. Although he was kind of good in Expendables.
That's the only thing I've seen him in was Expendables.
Yeah, because he fucking dies in it.
Great death, too. It was awesome. It's a knife roundhouse kicked into him by Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Villain.
Perfect.
Was that a 2 or 3?
That was 3.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure it was.
I thought it was 2.
No, yeah, you're right. It was 2. Yeah, it was 2. Because Van Damme was the villain in 2.
Mel Gibson's in 3.
Mel Gibson was the villain in 3.
I want Mel Gibson to do more movies.
I do, too.
I do not.
I saw him in Expendables 3. He's like, man, I missed you in movies.
I had the same feeling. I was like, God, you're
just a treasure.
Crazy as fuck. But now I remember why we liked watching you do movies.
Lethal Weapon.
I had that moment watching Expendables 3.
I was like,
3.
Man, what about? I just need to see more Mel Gibson.
Okay, so they got rid of Quicksilver, right, in the Avengers movie?
Uh-huh.
What about Aaron Taylor Thomas or
no.
whatever his name?
Fuck him.
No Thompson. Way. He does not fit the bill at
Johnson.
All.
Johnson.
No.
Aaron Taylor Thomas.
No. Johnson.
Johnson.
Nope.
No, I don't see him as that either.
No?
Especially, I don't know. He doesn't really have a good acting range either.
No.
After seeing him, I mean, he was good in Kick-Ass, but he wasn't great in Godzilla.
He was terrible in Godzilla. Like, really fucking bad in Godzilla.
It's not as bad as the second time around, all right? Because I really enjoy that movie.
I enjoyed it, too. If they would take all of the parts with him out, I would like that movie even more.
What about Nicholas Holt?
Who the fuck's that?
He was a Beast in the X-Men movies.
Nah, too scrawny.
Yeah, he's too nerdly.
Too British.
But, I mean, he was...
Han Solo needs to be American.
He was the war boy, right? In Mad Max?
Yes.
Yes.
So, but that's the kind of thing. Like, he's too nerdly when you look at him as Beast, but that really scrawny thing worked for him in Mad Max.
Yeah, because it fits the role.
I don't think it works for him for a Han Solo.
What about Taylor Kitsch? Oh, no. We want the movie to succeed, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. Taylor Kitsch cannot make it.
What about Nathan Fillion?
I would love Nathan Fillion, but if you think Bradley Cooper's too old, Nathan Fillion is way too old. That's like a geriatric Han Solo.
Garrett Hedlund, he's not doing Tron 3, no.
He's not that good of an
actor. No, he's not that good, yeah.
Although I liked him a lot in Four Brothers. If you've never seen
it. I didn't see that.
If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. Mark Wahlberg's good.
I've heard that's good, but I haven't watched it.
It's an urban western. I know it sounds weird, but it's what it is.
Well, no one leaves this table until we figure out.
I'm telling you.
How about just a CGI'd young version of Harrison Ford?
No, let's not do that. No.
I'm telling you.
They do it in Terminator. Come on.
I'm telling you. Bradley Cooper.
All right.
Just think about it. I think he really does fit the bill. He has the attitude. He can obviously do the like physical portion because in Limitless, he actually had to like do some fight stuff. He's cool. I mean, he was already courted to play Indiana Jones. I think he fits.
No, Chris Pratt is Indiana Jones. I'm sorry.
Shut up. It's not going to happen. Just because...
It's done. It's a done deal.
Just because Disney is high on that fucking Guardians money.
What about Liam Hemsworth?
I said that earlier.
We went there already.
Oh, sorry.
You were late. Speaking of Guardians, did you know James Gunn finished the first draft of Guardians 2?
And it made
Chris Pratt cry like a baby.
Yeah.
Why did it make him cry?
Pratt's a softie. You know he is.
Well, dating Anna Faris, you kind of have to be, I guess. Or married to. They're married, aren't
they?
They're
married, yeah.
Did you ever see movie 42 or movie 43?
No, hell no.
All right, so there's a segment in there that he does with his wife where, like, she wants him to shit on her.
You've talked about this before.
It's the funniest fucking segment of the movie. He doesn't want to do it, but he's kind of, like, forced into doing it because his friend thinks it's a good idea. So what he does...
What friend is that?
I don't know.
A shitty one.
A shitty one. Quite literally. So his friend gives him the advice to eat all the Mexican food, bad Mexican food you can get your hands on, and don't shit all day. Just hold it in, no matter what. And so they're in the bedroom trying to get it on, and he's like, all right, I think it's time. He's like, all right, I just, and you could tell he's like sweating, his face is red, and his gut's like protruding out. And he's like, all right, hurry up. And then you hear like little bubbling noise. He's like, I just want to shit on you already. She's like, no, don't shit on me. You can't say shit. It doesn't sound sexy like that. And he like gets upset, and he's trying to like get into the bathroom. The bathroom's locked for some reason, and like runs out the front door thinking about popping a squat in the front yard, and his wife telling him, what are you doing? You can't shit in the front yard. And he like tries to run across the street to go to his neighbor's house, and a car hits him, and you cut to the inside of the car, and you just see shit all over the windshield.
That's probably why I never saw that movie.
And then also the Hugh Jackman chin ball thing was pretty funny.
Nah, I'm good.
It's not a great movie, but it has its moments where it's funny. Like, if you like crude humor with celebrity guests... perfect.
I'm just gonna sigh on that one.
Sigh.
So, are you sad about Constantine?
How it's officially dead?
It's officially dead.
Yeah.
I watched the pilot and that's it.
Well, to be honest with you, the show had a rough start.
Yeah?
Yeah. Supernatural stole all their steam. Show was like kind of a bad version.
Did you watch all the episodes?
Yeah, I watched it every week when it came out.
What did you think, though? I mean, was it a good series?
First episode was really good. Second episode and third episode was kind of rocky because they were trying to figure out their pacing, I guess. And I think toward the end of the show is when they really started figuring out what kind of audience they were trying to cater to. And they were doing a good job. And the guy who was playing Constantine did it just the right amount. And...
I only ever watched the pilot as well, and I thought he was okay. I liked him pretty well.
I thought he was a good Constantine. I just think the biggest problem is they had David Goyer writing.
That's the problem?
Yeah, that was the biggest problem of the show. And then they weren't playing off of the material from the newest comics. That's what they should have done. Either pick or choose. Don't try to do both. Don't create new content if you already have good content to choose from.
That's right. I don't know. It was probably on the wrong station, too.
Yeah. What was it? NBC or CBS?
Yeah, NBC.
Everything on NBC just kind of dies anyway. They have like this new show.
Except Heroes. They're bringing that back. Oh,
Jesus, how did I know that was coming?
Yeah. You got excited?
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Eh.
I only ever watched the first season.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything
you're
past
right.
that.
You're good.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, so. Just kind of stop after that. Yeah. Even the season finale of season one was kind of like a letdown. So it was kind of like, all right, so this is what it's going to be like for the rest of the show.
So
all right.
I remember, it's been a while, but yeah, I remember watching the season one finale and I was like, so here's some problems that I have with what just happened, like immediately. You know what I mean?
And it's like, it's not going to end well. And it just gets more weird from there.
So are you guys caught up on Game of Thrones? Because I know I'm not. I'm still like, I just started the big episode 8 today before we started recording.
I'm on episode 8. I just finished episode 8. Yeah.
Okay. What about you?
I haven't even seen all of the first season yet.
Okay, well then you're way behind.
Yeah. So we can talk about
it. Go right ahead.
Have you read the books?
No.
I figure you would
have. My
wife
read the has, though.
Okay.
She's read all of them.
So this sort of segues into our heavy metal stuff, too, but... episode 8, apparently, some of the White Walkers and the zombie battle, whatever, was the members from Mastodon.
Well, they were the village people before they turned into the zombie peoples.
Okay, like the YMCA village people?
No, like part of the, they called them the northern folk, the wildlings.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Don't spoil it now.
That's what they call them. That's okay. Not spoiling. So when you watch the episode, you know what to look for.
Yeah. Were they recognizable? Did you know who they were?
No, they're not recognizable at all. Especially if you're not familiar with the band.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Yeah.
A bunch of guys with beards.
Like, I have no
that
idea what they...
might blend in a little bit on this.
Doesn't one of the guitar players like tattoos on his face anyways?
I don't know.
My Bran or something.
I've only seen a couple of their music videos.
The one with the girls twerking? You know you like that one.
Oh, love it. They made a music video with girls twerking?
Oh my God, we did a whole thing episode on it was MSRcast, I think, because it was Sean.
That's awesome. That's right, we did. I need to watch that video.
We watched the video and then talked about it. It was fucking weird. Like, it had just come out like that day, I think.
They were here in town, like, over the weekend.
That's right. They were playing that Free Press Houston thing.
Free Press Summerfest.
Too hot.
Too hot, man.
Crouchety old guys over here.
Yep.
I need Winterfell, man.
Winterfest.
They need to do a concert in Winterfell. Man.
So, which is coming.
So, another rumor that George R.R. Martin's not going to return is like executive producer for the next season.
Really? I didn't hear that.
I don't know why.
Maybe because he needs to fucking finish that book.
He needs to finish the book.
Because they're pretty much almost, from what I understand, the show's almost caught up, if not caught up already, to where he is.
I've heard
the
people
books.
Complain that it's veering off immensely now. So
I don't think it's veering because I read a couple of reviews of people who do like a comparison, and what they say is, according to these people that I read, is that they just like improve on what he kind of like misses out on. Like he will introduce characters and never go back to them in the book, and the show will actually take those characters and flesh them out.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I hear.
This season's been good, but there's been some slow stuff in it, but especially
I don't know. I've been enjoying the
especially
heck out
the
of this
stuff
season.
With Arya Stark. It's sort of like really slow and you can skip over that.
The man of nothing or whatever. The many faces
one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like that stuff. It kind of reminds me of God, what's the name of that movie? Anyway, it just reminds me of like of the kid trying to become kind of like a Jedi, if you think about it. Right. She's a kid trying to be a Jedi who doesn't not supposed to be
a Jedi.
She's
trying to hide from everybody, is what she's trying to do.
Well, that too. Well, she wants to kill everyone.
So you know what time it is?
Time to rock out with our geek out.
Exactly right. It's George Hates Metal.
Oh no.
It's time. It's finally here.
What was this week's assignment?
Punishment was Halloween.
Halloween.
Not punishment. Enjoyment.
I think we were listening to this earlier.
We were.
Yeah.
So yeah, we chose one of my from 1987, I believe it came out.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorite albums. It's Halloween, Keeper of the Seven Keys, Part One. Classic Halloween song they're on there.
So many great songs.
So many great songs.
Just not just good Halloween songs.
We sound like
songs.
One of those late night infomercials for Halloween now.
But not just good Halloween songs, but just good power speed metal songs.
Yeah.
Like classic stuff.
So here's.
Ta-da.
Take it over. What do you think?
So when you first started playing Halloween for me.
I'm glad you say Halloween correctly.
How else are you supposed to say it?
A lot of people say Halloween.
It's Halloween, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I enjoyed the fuck out of it. I was like, oh, this is some awesome music. And then cue in the fucking screeching-ass lyrics.
No.
God, that guy hits a high note. Mariah Carey should be ashamed of herself because she doesn't hit high notes that high.
One of the things that we were listening to, A Tale That Wasn't Right, and it sort of hit me there, some of the lower-end registers he does on that song, Elton John. If you go back and listen to it, you'd be like, it does sound like Elton John.
Okay.
Benny and the Jets and Elton John, or?
More like Can You Feel the Love Tonight, Elton John.
Like Lion King?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. I will look for that.
Just putting that earbug in there.
But anyway, I enjoyed the music. I think I really am a fan of like thrash metal and stuff like that.
It's the vocals for you, right?
Yeah, it's just, he sounds like a guy.
Kiske is one of the best power metal vocalists ever.
It just sounds like someone's squeezing his nutsack every time.
I'm not
sure
I agree with that.
Well, you two are wrong.
You, sir, are wrong.
You are wrong.
He's crying right now. Look at him. He's like, you're wrong.
That was wrong.
You guys, shut up.
I love him, man. He's great.
No, it's just not for me. I wouldn't listen.
You would never listen to Halloween again.
Nah.
No.
Probably not.
So George really does hate metal.
George hates metal vocalists.
Some of them, yeah, because it's just nails on a chalkboard.
I don't understand you.
Like, I like the music. I just can't stand the way he sings.
We've got to find something that he really likes.
I have found stuff that I like.
No, we have to find something that you really like.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
that's our goal here, man. We don't care what you like.
Oh, okay.
We care that you...
We care that you like stuff that we like.
We seek your validation. That's right. So much, George.
I'm glad. I'm glad. It's about time. That's all I'm thinking.
Do you think George would like Deicide?
Deicide.
It sounds horrible. I don't.
Do you think George would like Entombed? Entombed AD is what they're going by now.
What? After death or something? Someone died?
No.
Oh. But besides that...
They've been Entombed AD for a while, though, haven't they?
Yeah. So, back to Halloween. There were parts of his vocals that I enjoyed. It's just the part where he goes for the stupid high notes it's unnecessary.
That's what he's known for.
And it just reminds me of Iron Maiden, and I'm not a big fan.
Oh, we're not friends anymore.
You cannot talk ill about Iron Maiden in this house.
I'm not talking ill about him. I'm just, you know, like, Run to the Hills is like the only song I kind of enjoy from Iron
Maiden. How many people at work enjoy Iron Maiden? I know
two.
Okay, two is enough. One is a hardcore fan, so.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
When I piss him off, I just talk bad about him. When I want to piss him off.
Talk bad about Iron Maiden?
Yeah, I just give him crap about it.
You're a douche.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I do love their artwork, though. This is some crazy artwork in their albums.
Yeah. You have to like their music, too.
You interrupted Carrie's segue, by the way.
Oh, yes.
You don't know it, but you did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I feel compelled to let you know that.
Thank you.
Was that an Iron Maiden segue?
No.
Okay.
We're talking about Entombed AD and Deicide.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So there was this big metal tour going on, Metal Alliance. The headlining was Deicide. You know, I actually...
Aren't they coming to Houston?
No.
I thought it was.
I don't think so. It's coming to Austin soon. But speaking of, you know, Deicide, there was a, you know, the Yahoo screen. They do the live shows. We were watching it last week and like, oh, look, there's a Deicide live show. Not good. Glenn Benton is just like sort of...
Let go. I've never been a big Glenn Benton fan.
I can't. It's one of those things you're like, oh yeah, Deicide's great, but they're not really that great.
No, I've never been a big Deicide fan.
They have good songs, but never.
Yeah. And
Dead by Dawn's probably one of their best songs.
I've liked
Evil Dead.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've liked because he was involved with like Vital Remains for a while, wasn't he? And I like that stuff. That's cool.
Yeah, the Dechristianized album?
Yeah.
That was a good album.
I like that, but I'm not really a big fan of Deicide.
Deicide always felt a little sloppy to me.
Yeah.
Sloppy.
And
sloppy.
He's so over the top, and it's not like, and it doesn't seem tongue-in-cheek. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can handle over the top when there's a little bit of like self-deprecation in it a little bit. Like, okay, yeah, I know I'm being this character, but it's a character. I feel like Glenn Benton is just that asshole that he puts, but it seems so fake. Like,
is DSI like the Cookie Monster metal kind of stuff?
Yes. But he,
I don't think you would enjoy them.
I don't either, but he's very like, look how evil and controversial I am. Like,
is he like Cars 666 in his chest
but
or something?
He has a inverted cross carved. That's right. It's an inverted cross, and it's carved into his
forehead.
The satanic cross.
Yeah. And it's just like that all the time, but it seems so put on. Like, he's really got to prove it to you all the time.
It's like, I really love Satan.
Like, I'm just so blasphemous. And
he's a blasphemer.
Yeah, and he needs to let you know about it, like all the time.
Apparently, he's notarized. That's not the word I'm looking for.
Notarized.
Notarized. You can sign your paperwork if you need to. But
like a notary.
Yeah, notary. He apparently, Glenn Benton has been known to be sort of a douche on tour.
I think I just got done saying that.
Yeah. So, Entombed, this is the tweet they put out yesterday. Attention, U.S. headbangers. We got pulled off the U.S. tour for reasons we don't know yet. On our way to Sweden now. Never in 30 years have we experienced something like this, but we will be back soon. Cheers.
Is that them being douchey?
That's them being kicked off the fucking tour.
Why do they get kicked off the tour?
Nobody knows. We think, my opinion, which has happened before, they're probably, DSi was being upstaged by him. They didn't want that.
Entombed totally upstages DSi.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
They trump him completely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And apparently this whole tour was brought to you by Metal Alliance. It was the Metal Alliance branded tour. Not anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's not even that brand anymore.
Hmm.
I need to find out, because Hate Eternal's still on the tour, so is Black Crown Initiate.
Ooh.
And I know the guys in Black Crown Initiate.
Yeah.
I need to send them a message and go, what the fuck is going on?
Guys.
Give me your... Come on the show and let's discuss this.
I would like
after the show.
I would like to see Hate Eternal.
Hate Eternal's badass.
Yeah,
but they're not coming here. They're playing like Austin, on the 15th. But they're not coming here. But would you really go to see Deicide? And
I'm not gonna go. I won't go to see Deicide. I would probably stay for a couple of songs.
Hate Eternal apparently has a brand new album coming out soon. Yeah. I've heard one of the tracks. It's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
George is like, well, I don't know what's going on here.
It's more Cookie Monster stuff.
Okay.
But good Cookie Monster stuff.
Crazy ass drumming and all that shit.
Intricate guitar work and yeah. Not sloppy.
So what's this about? So I didn't know about this. I was reading your story here. Lightning strikes a German metal festival not once, but twice?
Yeah, it happened twice, apparently.
That means God hated that place.
God hates metal. That's why it would happen. The first time I read, it was like in a backstage area, and like some people got hurt. Like 8 people got hurt. The next time it happened like in a crowded area. Like 33 people had to go to the hospital.
Fuck.
Lightning strike, man. During a concert.
Damn.
Fuck.
Well,
God smiting them is what it was.
Happened right after Marilyn Manson played.
Did it really?
That's kind of funny.
It sort of is.
By the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. He's coming to Houston pretty soon, too.
Yeah, with Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird lineup.
I get it. Especially given the new Manson album. To me, it makes sense.
I like the new Manson album.
It's good.
That
good.
People got hit by lightning?
Yes. That totally makes sense. No,
it's all in the promotion of the album.
The pairing with Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah,
it makes sense to me.
Really? How does that?
Because of not so much like the early Smashing Pumpkins, but you get into like Adore and this kind of like new wave influenced in Smashing Pumpkins
techno industrial stuff. Yeah, they were doing. Yeah,
right.
I mean that stuff after they did Melancholia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that kind of Smashing Pumpkin stuff, and you know. Corgan's always had that 80s new wave influence on what he does. Well, this...
he was definitely a goth kid when he was growing up.
Sure.
Still is.
And this new Manson album, to me, is like angrier Depeche Mode. And like
it's depressed mode.
Yeah.
Depressed
and
mode.
A typo negative did that joke.
I know, they did. I can't claim that one.
Oh, man.
So to me it makes sense. The pairing makes sense. I think 15 years ago it wouldn't have, but it does now.
Over the past weekend, Ticketmaster had this amazing sale, which I didn't get part of. But for $66,
I thought about it.
I did too. For $66, you would have got tickets to the Marilyn Manson Smashing Pumpkins tour. You would have also got what was it?
It was the
Jägermeister.
No, it was the Rockstar Mayhem
Energy
Festival,
which you know. Two headliners was King Diamond and Slayer.
Yeah.
And then what was the other show?
The other one was... I think that... Something I don't think I gave a shit about.
I think Slipknot.
Slipknot, that's what it was. Yeah, you're right.
Not a shit was given.
Yeah, but so. I was thinking about the... Because, you know, it would be cool to see Slayer and King Diamond together.
Mm-hmm.
But...
You have
no other bands
the...
on that tour.
Right.
Anybody I want to see.
Right, and that's what killed the deal for me. Because I was kind of like, you know... Because who else was playing with Slipknot? Someone decent was playing with Slipknot as well. And
I don't know.
I don't remember now. But it was kind of like for 11... Because you would essentially be paying $11 for that show.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? I would do that and then walk out on Slipknot set. Sure.
But it's also this to be the old foggy here. The middle of summer in, at the Woodlands. I don't know, man.
Oh, it's at the Woodlands Pavilion?
Some of them, a couple of them are.
Oh, that's lame. Yeah. I hate going to that place because you feel so far away from everything.
Apparently, Slipknot is touring with Lamb of God, Bullet for My Valentine, and Motionless in White.
I thought there was somebody else on there that was like, that's kind of cool. Because
I don't know.
I enjoy Lamb of God okay.
They're okay.
I like Lamb of God.
The other two bands, not too much.
No.
I like the early Bullet for My Valentine. Like the first CD. Second CD is all right.
You would. Are you a 15-year-old girl?
Yep.
I knew it. That's what the problem is.
Oh, whatever. I actually enjoy them. They're pretty good. The first two CDs are really good.
So this was a cool idea for a promotion, though. The
666?
Yeah. But even at that, it didn't work for me.
Yeah.
Right? Even at that, I'm like, yeah, but no, don't care.
I thought about it too hard.
I did for a few minutes. I thought about it for about 15 minutes. I'm looking over the lineups and going back and forth. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Never mind. I don't care. And this is a weird promotion in the first place. Are they having trouble selling these things?
Probably.
I don't think so.
Ticket sales are down, but I don't know. I guess they figured if they get people in the door, they can buy and make money off merchandise, you know?
And concessions and all that.
Merchandising.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a band playing on the Rockstar Energy, the headline. I've been to a couple of these before, and they were good. So you have a band called Kissing Candace.
Never heard of them.
Code Orange. Feeder to the Sharks. Come on.
Is that the name of the band?
Yeah.
The whole name?
No. Feeder to the Sharks is the name one band.
Oh, Code Orange is another band.
Shattered Sun, Sworn In, Sister Sin, Jungle Rot. Now that's
Jungle Rot's actually pretty good.
Yeah, Rot's their old school death metal from like the 90s.
Yeah.
Thy Art is Murder, Whitechapel, nope. The Devil Wears Prada, nope. Hell Yeah, Hell No. And then King Diamond and Slayer. So I thought about it, I'm like, $11 to see King Diamond and Slayer. I just saw King Diamond last year, and I've seen Slayer so many times.
I've never listened to a single King Diamond song.
Yeah, you have. You've seen Clerks 2.
What song was in Clerks 2?
I haven't seen Clerks Welcome 2, so I don't know.
What?
No, yeah, I didn't see it.
They're dancing to, like, Welcome Home in that.
Once you hear a King Diamond song, you'll know that you heard a King Diamond song.
You never heard King Diamond before, ever?
I've heard of the name.
What about Merciful Fate? Oh, my God. All right.
Wheels
George turning. Doesn't know metal.
That's why we're working.
Yeah, we're teaching.
We're gonna cracking
have to,
the whip.
We're gonna have to make you guest host on an episode of MSRcast to let you pick out the music that's good. Wait, I can't do that because you'll pick out crappy music.
That's not true.
You'll pick out like Motionless and White or some shit.
Emotionless and what the hell's that?
This crappy band here. Hell Yeah or Devil Wears Prada.
You know, this new single from Hell Yeah is okay.
Oh, shut up. You're done, sir. Good day, sir.
Good day to you, sir. I said good day.
So, I think we should wrap it up. Pretty good, huh?
We're going to wrap it up to Hell Yeah?
Hell no. We got to have another conversation then. One last topic before we can't leave on Hell Yeah.
Hell's Yeahs.
What's completely different than heavy metal in... all that stuff.
I can tell you a concert that me and my girlfriend are going to.
Run the Jewels?
Well, besides that, there's another concert we're going to be going to.
Which one?
Girl Talk and Ludacris.
Okay, you have fun there.
It's in New Braunfels, so it should be all right.
Want to talk about Disneyland?
Disneyland!
What you got?
60th anniversary just happened. Or it's going on right now. I really want to go.
So, the Disney nerd in me is like, man, I want to go do that stuff.
Let's do it.
But the part of me that doesn't like crowds is like, no, I'm going to stay home and not do that.
You know, when I went to D23 2 years ago, we went, it was like the first week of August. It wasn't that bad. The lines were not horrible. I mean, of course, there's a little bit.
When I went for Christmas, it wasn't that bad.
I think Disneyland is a little bit different than Disney World. In that aspect. I don't know what it is. The lines can be...
Maybe because it's a smaller park.
That and Disneyland, you can still just go get fast passes.
That too. Day.
That helps.
That does. It really made my day move along quicker. Also, you know what else had an anniversary this past weekend?
I do not.
The Goonies. They turned 30 yeah. This past Sunday.
That's right.
Doesn't that make you feel old? Makes me feel old.
My nephew, I remember seeing that movie when I was staying with my grandmother in Florida.
I saw it on television.
She dropped me off at the movie theater by myself when I was like, I don't remember how old I was. I was 30? Probably been like 10 years old then.
Wow. My nephew graduated this Sunday as well. So that made me feel old. But I saw The Goonies on television and I enjoyed it.
So back to the Disney thing. You want to hear about some numbers?
Okay. Numbers?
Yeah.
Let's talk about numbers.
Numbers game now?
So California Adventure, you know, we just had a huge remodel and redo.
Is that where Cars Land is?
Yes.
I didn't get to go to that park.
You should have.
I wanted to, but I only had one day in the park, so I had to choose original
or extra crispy
or new.
You made the right choice.
I went with like, you know, vintage and old and get the magical feel.
Mm-hmm. So California Adventure, let's see, had 6.3 million guests. It was number 10 on the list.
What's the list?
The top 10 theme park attendants.
Okay.
In the U.S. or in the...
I think it's just the U.S. Disneyland had a 3.5% increase of about 550,000 more visitors. It had 16.7 million visitors last year. It's a lot of fucking people.
All throughout the course of the year, though.
Number one. Can you guess what number one is?
Disney World.
Well, be more specific.
Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
19.3 million visitors. That's probably the day that you go.
That's a fuckload of people.
That's crazy, huh?
What about Universal? How does Universal come up on that list?
Hollywood did an increase. I didn't say the number, but they had an 11% increase because they added some new rides, like the new Transformers ride and all that kind of stuff.
And they also added the Simpsons Park in Hollywood.
Well, they had the Simpsons ride there. They just took the area around it and converted it.
Yeah, they made it into a Simpsons area now.
And they're doing that whole Harry Potter thing over there, too.
In Hollywood?
Yep, in Hollywood.
I thought it was only in Florida.
It's weird. It originally was, but they when we were there like 2 years ago, they were building it. They're working on it. They're actually taking away the Gibson Amphitheater to build the Harry Potter area, which is sort of weird. I don't know if I agree with that.
But in Florida is the only place where you can ride the train.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, and go like to a different place.
Apparently, it actually goes to a different park.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's in two different parks there. And apparently in Hollywood now, the journey, the Harry Potter ride, I don't remember what it's called right now, it's going to be a little bit different than the Florida one. It's actually going to be a 3D version of it. Same ride, but with 3D aspects to it now.
And what's the ride in Florida? Is the ride in Florida not 3D? Because you ride like a broomstick and shit, don't you?
Don't do it like that. Exactly.
Yeah. That's how you ride a broomstick, guys.
Okay, I guess so.
You double fist it and you put it between your legs.
Yeah. But no,
you kick it off with your feet.
Have you been to the Harry Potter Land?
No. Nope.
Are you a Harry Potter fan?
Not really. I mean, I'm not against it. I'm just not really
either a big fan, but I got to tell you, dude, the area in Universal that I went to, freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty awesome. The ride is awesome. I haven't been to the whole new area yet, which hopefully sometime soon I get to go.
The new area is Diagon Alley, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So there's two parks in Florida, right? There's Universal Studios and there's Island of Adventure.
Yeah.
Island of Adventure, yeah. So the original Harry Potter stuff is at Island of Adventure, and then the new area is over here at Hollywood Studios. So there's actually a train that will take you back and forth between the two parks. So there is a little bit of a distance, you know?
Cool. I'm pretty sure there's some cool hijinks on the train as
well. Yeah, it's not just like you get on the train. It's all enclosed with stuff going around you and stuff like that, so it's an experience too.
I bet. I've always wanted to go to the Island of Adventure because they have the Spider-Man ride and the Hulk ride. And
you better get to it before it closes down.
Yeah, before it turns into Tendoland.
Yeah, possibly. Well, that's my that's my opinion. Let's talk about that real quick.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, Nintendoland. So
that's a really interesting idea to me.
Yeah.
Why, I guess
in hindsight, it's like, why didn't we think of that before?
I know, right?
Like, so here's, it seems so
obvious.
It seems very obvious in hindsight.
So when Island of Adventure came out, they had this whole, you know, area of the park, or area called, you know, Marvel Superhero Island. Before Disney owned Marvel, now that Disney owned Marvel, they cannot do any Marvel stuff in Florida. They even opened up a store recently at whatever, Disney Springs or whatever they're calling it now, dealing with only Marvel superhero stuff. They can't use Marvel there at all in the title of the store. It's like superhero.
Yeah, but all the merchandise has Marvel tags on it.
It does. But they can't advertise that it's a Marvel-based experience or store. That's why California can do Marvel experiences, but Florida can't, because Universal still has the same park rights in Florida.
Hmm.
So what can they do? Because you know Disney wants that shit back.
And they're going to get it.
They're going to get it. So what?
But
what,
they're getting Avatar Land.
Fuck Avatar Land. What's big enough? Yeah, welcome to Avatar. What's big enough to replace, you know, Marvel at Universal Studios? Nintendo would be a great fit for that whole area right there.
Is Nintendo really that big of a draw, though?
Yeah.
I think so.
It is.
Really?
Yeah. They're
I mean, retro gaming's big. No, but I mean,
their consoles haven't performed well for the last couple of generations.
But it still doesn't mean that.
They have the mobile market locked up.
Yeah. Okay, imagine taking the 3D Spider-Man ride, replacing that with a Super Mario 3D ride.
Like a Mario Kart ride?
No, not a Mario Kart, but just you go through the Mushroom Kingdom and you go through, you know, the tubes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fucking amazing experience right there. And they have the roller coaster. It's the Incredible Hulk roller coaster. All they have to do is re-seam that whole shit to Yoshi. You only have to repaint it. It's all green already.
I haven't ridden the ride, so I couldn't tell you.
It is an awesome roller coaster. Speaking and the only other thing they have there is they have like a little storm, like a, you know, like one of those carnival rides that spins around. They have one of those themed to storm. And they have a couple restaurants, and then they have a Doctor Doom's free fall ride. That's it.
Hmm.
It's four rides in the area.
I mean, if they get Nintendo Land, they do get like Zelda and stuff like that, right?
Oh yeah, Metroid.
And Metroid.
I want a Metroid maze, dude. Like a Metroid hedge maze, maybe.
Don't they have like a game where you sit in the thing and you just shoot stuff out of the cannon like they do at Disneyland?
Like Buzz Lightyear or something?
Buzz Lightyear?
They could. They don't now.
They don't have something like that already? I figure they would. I figure that's just kind of like standard theme park ride.
What else? I mean, what other rides could they do? Star Fox?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I do think they need...
Now he's coming around.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, yeah. All right, I see it.
What about a
Yoshi? I was a huge Star Fox fan.
What about a Yoshi's Island ride? Can you ride a big Yoshi right on his back?
I think they should do a Mario Kart, like, actual go-kart ride. Where you, like, pretend or feel like you like have
like
control
Star Tours?
Of the car. Kind of.
They could do a Star Tours ride based, sort of like...
Oh, Autopia.
Well, they could. Mario Kart-topia.
It should feel like you're in control of the car with your other friends in different cars, so you can like shoot stuff at them and their thing reacts to it.
Call us, Nintendo, Universal. We know what the fuck we're talking about.
We don't know how to make it happen. We just know what you should do.
Exactly. I know. I would go. I would definitely go there.
It sounds like a good time. Speaking of which, the Batman ride is open at Six Flags.
Oh, we have to go.
I think I'm about going for my birthday.
I want to go.
Yeah.
I don't care how crowded it'll be.
You don't care?
I do care.
Okay.
And it's going to be hot. Oh, it's going to be hot outside.
Oh, crotchety old guy over there.
True.
But on that note.
Trying to wrap it up?
I don't know. It's up to you.
Let's go to Nintendo Land.
Nintendo Land now.
They actually have a game already called Nintendo Land, so.
What would be? What if like Nintendo and Lego teamed up and made like a Nintendo Lego Land?
This stopped.
Mind explosion.
What if Lego stole the idea of like Disney Infinity and Skylanders and made their own game called Lego Dimensions and took all their amazing, you know, properties that they have and put it all into one game, so you spend a shitload of money to get all that stuff?
I think they're done that already.
They should do that. Oh yeah, they are doing
that. Yeah, they already did that.
Comes out in September.
I actually kind of want to get it.
I do too, a little bit. I mean,
Just the fact that I could have Back to the Future and Ghostbusters and Ninja Turtles in one game.
I know. It is sort of amazing. It is tempting, isn't it? In Doctor Who, they announced now.
And oh, yeah. And then Jurassic Park. It's just...
Lego, just take my money now.
Yeah, really.
Because then what they're going
to
do...
You're already expensive as it is.
I know. Lego you know, sets are expensive already. And these are working real Lego pieces.
Yes.
That you can actually take apart, put back together, and make new...
You know, make your own character or, you know, own thing. Yeah.
Lego, you're just printing money now.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Like, what?
And it took them so long to do it, too.
Well, I think Skylanders had to come up with the idea first. Then Disney had to steal it from them to make money.
That's true.
And then they realized, hey, Disney's doing it. We can do it, too.
Then Disney's next version comes out around the same time. It's going to be like more Marvel, but Star Wars-based as well.
Oh, yeah. They did announce some Star Wars characters for that.
Hopefully they make the gameplay better.
Have you gotten to that whole Infinity thing yet?
No, I've... I'm just... I just pretend I don't care because I'm...
Have you played it yet?
No.
Don't. Because once you do, you're going to want it.
I know that I won't spend the money.
Let's go play now. Come on.
I know that I won't spend the money to get the characters and all the stuff. So it's like, why even start? Because I know that I won't. It won't even be a temptation for me because I'm too stingy. I am. I would get the core set and then be like, whatever, I'm not buying all that other shit. I'm just not.
Okay.
It looks fun. It's a thing that I would enjoy.
Yeah, not me.
But I'm not spending the money. It's just not gonna happen.
Sounds like a parent there.
You know where you could spend some money though?
That's exactly what that sounds like.
You know where you could spend some money?
Where's that?
TheVinylDead.com.
Whoa.
Since you said you're stingy, you know, if you wanted to go there and buy some vinyl toys, I could save you 10%.
How would you do that?
I'd give you a special code. Are you worthy?
Yeah, I'm listening.
It's MetalGeeks10. Put that in when you check out. You'll save 10% off your entire fucking order.
Fucking order.
You're welcome, TheVinylDead.com.
You're fucking welcome. So check out TheVinylDead.com. They've been a great supporter of the show for a long time. You can also find us all over the internet, MetalGeeks.net. You can find us on iTunes. And while you find us on iTunes, do us a favor. Subscribe.
Give us some ratings.
And give us some ratings and some reviews as well. We appreciate it. We love you. Long time.
We love our friends.
Yep. Where else can they find us on the interweb?
On all of our social medias. Did you already say that already?
No.
No, you didn't say social medias yet.
No, you should, though.
Okay, I will. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and I think that's about it right now.
That's it?
Yeah, because we're not on, we're not Snapchatting yet.
No,
we're not.
Never in Snapchat.
We're not tumbling. What else are we not doing? There's a few things we're not doing, but we're on all the major ones. No, we're not Tindering because all of us are taken. Somehow or another, we're all taken.
That's true.
But we're all on the important ones, and we're at Metal Geeks.
You can also find us on some of our podcast networks that we're involved with.
Sisters?
We have no sisters.
Oh. I have a sister.
Well, maybe you do. She's hot, too, isn't she?
No, she's old.
Oh, damn it. Way to ruin the mystery here.
the appeal.
So you can find us, of course, Lightning Radio, which is one of our new. They've changed from before. Now they're Lightning Radio. They broadcast to us on Saturday evenings. So just go to Google and type in lightningradio.com. Try to find it that way. You can find us nerdbong.com. Nerdbong is hard to say, isn't it?
Nerdbong.
Nerdbong.com.
Bong.
Bong.
There you go.
You can also find us ESOpodcast.com, the ESO Network, Earth Station
Earth
1 guys.
Earth Station 1.
Great bunch of guys. Of course, you can find us through altness.com. And you can find us through MetalGeeks.net, some other places coming up soon that's being worked on.
Really?
Maybe a Houston Nerd Coalition is being worked on.
Uh-oh.
I've heard.
He's heard some rumors.
We might be involved in that. So you can also find me on my new video show that George helps out on and Dave is going to help out on, Adventures in Geekery, which is broadcast through the CW39 here in Houston. Which is the Newsfix. You can just go to Google, type in Adventures of Geekery, Newsfix, you'll find us. We're working on a website, but you can find us on I think Twitter and like
Facebook,
Geekery Show made it easy for you because Adventures in Geekery was too long to make an account with. True.
I wondered about that.
Yep, it's way too long.
Now I know.
You could have been AIG, but we would have got it mistaken for the bank.
Yeah, exactly. Geekery Show worked, you know?
Yeah,
it works. It's a good show. Good name.
Geekery Show.
And you can find my co-host here on their social media as well at...
You can find me and my business at I Love Geekazoid on all the things, ilovegeekazoid.com, and you can find the little window into my life that is Red Viking Dave on Twitter and Instagram.
Which no longer has my name attached to it.
No longer has your name attached to it. That was really fucking weird.
The internet does that sometimes.
This is the weirdest thing ever. And you?
Me, they can find me at Twitter at George Tripsis, and on Instagram it's just George Trip.
Cool. Well, we covered a lot of topics today because we were way behind, I think.
Well, it's been a while since we actually got a chance to sit around and chit-chat.
So thanks for tuning in, and as always, time to
keep it metal.
And
keep it geeky.
That's right. Later, bitches.
Deuce.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks to listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.